it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the only team not to disappoint everyone yesterday, and Bros did come in here in his 76ers get up today.
Had to.
Yeah.
Had to. I woke up this morning. I took a shower. I went into the closet. I saw the orange and black. I said, not today.
No.
I saw the Kelly Green Jalen Hurts jersey as a Hurtsman. That was disgusting.
Woo.
Disgusting. And then, you know, I see my, I got a little Aaron Nola jersey. Mm. I said, not today. I went with the quarter zip 76ers long sleeve. What do you think?
I would have recommended a white tee.
Well, a crispy white tee. I had to get it right out the bag.
Yeah.
If I wore
oh, you like
already,
Hugh, right? Yeah,
I am
yeah.
pro Hugh with the yeah. white. Look, I got the white Air Forces on.
Those are nice.
I might have to throw them out, though, because I wore them today.
Yeah, who just, you know, wear sneakers once, kick them to the curb.
They got to be fresh.
Yeah, they do. Well, you know, you're right. The Sixers are the only team not to disappoint us. Though, I'm half expecting some sort of press release at 2:15 today where someone is out for 6 weeks because they'll join the fray. Let's react to everything from last night. 215-592-9494. In a few minutes, we'll get to some of the Eagles stuff because they went. The Eagles are so lucky. The Phillies just played a series against the Dodgers, and obviously what happened last night happened because they're getting off the hook. I mean, this
we'll get to them.
Yeah, we will. But I'm just like, in general, that we'd be roasting them from 10 o'clock on. They are a little bit off the hook. Let's get to the phone lines on the Phillies here who go down last night. The Kirkering throw, the bats, which were just not good enough yesterday. Topper, who really had a terrible series. And the fact that this era just feels like it's ending. And I know people are going to push back on, that's not over. They'll retool. They'll sign this guy and this guy. This group, it's not going to be the same. I mean, it's just not. They had a four-year window to try to win a World Series, and it just feels like we got the bridesmaid, not the bride. It's got close but no cigar. Because you know, whenever you got a team like that, Bros, you want to not believe it's going to be true, right? Like, because everyone, they could win a title, but then when the window changes or closes, you're like, you kind of knew it all along, and there's a lot of feeling about them that it reminds me of Hugh and Ike's and Donovan's Eagles. Like, they brought joy to the city. They got really close. They are championship worthy. But something always goes wrong.
But they were more likable than this team.
Agreed.
So you said that twice now. You said the phrase of, you know, it's not going to be the same. And my gut instant reaction both times was good. Good,
yeah.
You know, and maybe that tells you everything you need to know. Look, they made the run in 22, but nobody knew that was coming. It came out of nowhere. They were frustrating to watch. 23 before the playoffs, they were frustrating as hell. Last year, before the NLDS to the Mets, after London, they were a 500 baseball team,
yep.
And they were painful to watch. And I know this may sound ludicrous after they won 96 games, but this year, man, it felt like not a 96-win team throughout the season. Something wasn't aligning. So when you say it might look different, my reaction is good. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. It might just tell everyone where I'm at. Maybe some agree. I need something different because this group, nasty. Get it out of my face.
We have a phrase we use in the show a lot when we pretend something and then we got to stop. We say drop the act, right? And soon we might have to drop the act with the quarterback of the Eagles. We'll hold on to that for a second. We might have to drop the act, but we got to drop the act with the Phillies. Like, they're not a championship team. Like, we think they are. We hope they are, but they're not. And in the biggest moments, they show us.
No, I didn't listen to anything you just said.
You disrespected the greatest guy
we have in town.
Disrespected right me with those overthrows. Steve and Bridgeton's up. Steve, how are we doing this morning?
Joe Bros, man, I am devastated. Before I get to the Phillies, can I just say the Madden cover curse lives on?
Can you say what? Say that again?
The Madden cover curse is living on.
Oh, the Madden
cover. Oh, yes, Saquon. As we have another quiet night last night. Yeah, not great, Steve. We'll unpack them in a few minutes. Okay, Steve, your feeling on the Phils this morning?
I'm sickening. I got a lot of ranting off to do here. First off, I want the entire coaching staff fired except Caleb Cotham. He can stay. Schwarber, you can walk. You can go to Cincinnati or you can go back to the Cubs. I want to trade Bone, Cassie, and Marsh. They got to go. I would sign Alonzo. Bryce, you can go back full-time being a DH. Pick up Bader's option. Crawford's got to be your left fielder. I'm trading Bone. I want to replace him with Bobichet or Bregman or somebody to bridge the gap for Aiden Miller. Bryce being a DH, I'm sorry, I don't want him back in the outfield. What everybody's giving blame to Kirkery. I don't know if he forgot how many outs there were or what, but that was the biggest brain blunder I've ever seen.
I think it's the biggest brain blunder to end a playoff series in my lifetime. Certainly in baseball. I mean, like, physical errors happen. Like, obviously, Bill Buckner is the all-timer, right? Number one, that was game six. They had a game seven. But like, that physical errors happen, right? They happen to the best players. They can happen to anyone at any time. But, Steve, a mental error like that leading to the physical error is just, it's all times bad. And it is.
That we need a new manager. I love Thompson, but he doesn't pull the guns in the postseason. He hasn't. We need somebody with a fire bulldog mentality, a Larry Boa. I hate to say it. We need somebody like that. I'm either looking at Matt Williams, bring Clint Hurdle out wherever he is.
Sending this all to Dave Dombrowski.
Something needs to change. We can't run it back again. Like, we need new players, new faces, more players with a bulldog mentality. And you know what really sucks? The Bader injury coming in. That I think,
yeah, it does
change the series.
Well, it did. It absolutely did. It changed. I mean, it changed the base running just in game two with, sure, the bunt. He would have been out. I mean, all that kind of stuff.
Let me ask you this.
Yep.
Would you bring back Dave Dombrowski? Or would you really clean this
thing? No, I'd bring back Dave.
Okay, you would.
Yeah. But I'm ready to move on from Topper.
Yeah, and, sure.
Look, Bruce Bochy's out there. I mean, if they're looking for like a last piece of the puzzle, he's one of the greatest managers of all time. He still wants to manage. I mean, that feels like the turnkey. We got to get the different manager.
But it feels like the smart guy thing to say that this is on Dave Dombrowski. I don't even agree at this point. Like, he put a roster out there that's good enough for them to win. Like, it would, for example, if the Eagles had lost in the divisional round last year,
would have been on Howie.
It's not on Howie Roseman.
No, it would have been on Sirianni.
At what point is just the players that are there aren't playing well enough?
Well, I agree to a degree, but if you watch the same result, because I agree in theory they should be better, but after 3 or 4 years of watching them fail the way they did, at that point, should Dave reassess and go, well, I thought this could work, but after 4 years of it, I realize it's not,
yeah,
and he ran it back again.
Sure, but like, Bryce Harper was here before Dave Dombrowski. Like, yeah. Bryce Harper is the centerpiece of this team.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of the decisions, like Trey Turner, stuff like that, like, yeah, okay, but like, the pitching staff was very clearly good enough for this team to win a World Series.
Agreed.
The Zach Wheeler thing is just an unfortunate occurrence.
And that, like, happened after the trade deadline,
right,
which he could do nothing about.
We got the closer we wanted is supposedly the best closer in baseball. You know, you got an outfielder who was the spark plug of the team.
It's
he
not
got
on
injured too.
It's not on Dombrowski.
Like, yeah. No, okay, so to your point, I think they definitely had way more talent to do better than this, right? I don't know if it would have won a World Series. Maybe there's still flaws within the way they were constructed. But this? NLDS winning one playoff game in the last 2 years? So, I mean, each year I'm saying they won one playoff game in each NLDS. So I think that there's way more left in the tank than what they've given us.
Yeah.
But maybe their ceiling wasn't as big of a championship.
They're a roster good enough to win 96 games in an MLB season.
The problem is, and why I'm numb today, is let's just be real. Like, we could be optimistic, or we could be real, or whatever you want to say. They're only going to get worse, these stars, right? Baseball aging curves are what they are. We've probably seen the best of Bryce Harper.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just, we have. Like, will Kyle Schwarber, even if he comes back, ever have a year like this again? Maybe, maybe not. Trey Turner had a bounce back year, but he's a 32-year-old shortstop. They don't get better. I mean, like, that's just how this works. So, like, their window, when they're all in their prime, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32 years old, that's over, right? We're past it now. So if they bring them all back, they're not going to be as good of players. And if they move on, they got to make the right moves. That's why it's numbing, because this whole thing is going to be different. And they had their chances. That's when the ball went over, JT said, I just kept replaying 2 years ago in my head when they had the Diamondbacks here up 3-2. Broads, the Rangers took out the Astros for them like that. There was their World Series. It was there and they didn't win it. And now we... You know, when you think about this particular series, they had to face the Dodgers, right? That was a really tough draw. You could lose a 5-game series of the Dodgers whenever. They had their chances to win a World Series, this group, and they let it slip by, and then they lost this one. It's just, it stinks. Anthony in Jersey's up. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, Joe.
Anthony.
Remember what that quarterback from Tennessee Titans said the other week about his team?
We asked.
About Philly, the Flyers, Eagles, Sixers, everybody, we ash.
Yeah, we are. That's what we are today. Anthony dropped the mic there. Yeah, we are. Not like Hugh would say, show your whole ass. Like, right? We didn't do that last night?
Excuse me?
In a way.
Yeah.
I mean, in my like, sense of the word.
Yeah. But that's what it is, right?
Hugh's version is that you put on a show.
Right. That you play well.
Like,
you
to me, showing your whole ass is like getting pants in front of everybody. That's how I view it.
The Kirkering show is whole ass. Yeah. I'm not sure how this whole thing goes. All right. Let's get to the other team last night that ass played like ass, whatever. They stunk. The Eagles went to New York yesterday, went to MetLife. Bros, what the hell was that? So, of all the outcomes, so let me take you through my night last night, because we did the pregame show, then I went home, and I actually texted you right as the Phillies game was ending, or you know, right around that time. So I had a choice on my ride home last night. I could try to like go back and forth on the radio, or I'm like, all right, I got to lock in on the Phillies, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, I got in the car, it was the seventh inning, it was right around the time that Duran came in, I'm like, all right, the whole ride home, I'm listening to the Phils, and then I happen to get home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
10th inning. So I'm like, all right, I'm just going to sit down and watch the Phils. I was totally in the Eagles dark. And then I had a choice as I put the Phillies on my TV when I got home in extra innings. Do I put the other TV on the Eagles and just start catching up right away? Or do I wait? And I was like, you know what? It's going to be a late night, but I'll wait. I want to absorb this and then I'll get to the Eagles and they're probably going to win, so we're fine. So I wait. So I go through the heartbreak of the Phillies and I turn the Eagles game on. And I'm like, this isn't good. This is not what we expected. And then...
Yeah, you innocently texted me, like, just starting the third quarter. I was like, oh, enjoy.
Yeah, and I knew by that something bad was about to happen.
Poor fella.
What did I watch last night? They got their ass kicked by a team. The Giants have the worst weapons in the league. I mean, they have Cam Scadabow. What's the guy's name? Little Jordan or whatever his name is, Humphrey. I mean, that team shouldn't be. They just lost the Saints. What did we watch last night?
It was gross. And I have to say, Jalen, I mean, you sucked. And that hurts me to say, okay? That is very painful for me to say. But I thought Jalen was awful. But it goes a lot deeper than that. Nick Sirianni is losing control of this right now. Their offensive coordinator is a mess. I mean, all these guys that study the All-22 at a high level and all, I mean, they point out Dan Orlovsky mid-game. I know exactly what's coming. Every time Saquon's lined up this way, it's a run. Every time he's lined up this way, it's a pass. So you have the issues with just schematics and how poor it is. You have offensive linemen that don't deserve to be out there, and we're not used to that, but holy hell, is this a drop-off? You have Ringo, who I never want to see put on an Eagles uniform again. There's a clear guy on the ground that beat you in coverage. You don't even touch him. You're fixing your gloves. I mean, it's embarrassing. Put your hands on him. He gets up. He runs an extra 5 yards. This team's not detailed. There's no structure. They got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, we got to have an honest conversation here about what the Eagles are right now. They have been outgained and have fewer first downs in all 6 games.
They're broken.
That's bad team stuff. I mean, let's just be real. We looked at them, and we came into the year with this, like, we're above the NFL now, right? There's no regression. The Eagles are in this different stratosphere than everybody else.
That was
else.
Super Bowl syndrome.
That was total Super Bowl syndrome. The league has gotten them right back. And it's look, the season's not over. They can recover. They got a long way to go. But right now, they're not a very good football team. I mean, I said it this morning, do they do anything well? They don't stop the run well. They don't stop the pass well. They don't throw it well. They don't run it well. I mean, they're in some trouble here. I mean, this has not looked good. And, bros, the first 5 weeks, it was like, all right, Chiefs and Cowboys and Dak Prescott and Stafford, and I even think the Broncos are going to turn out to be a good team. The Bucks are good with Baker. We kind of like, all right, you know, tough schedule. The Giants are not a good football team. That was a quarterback making his third start. They have very few players on the offense worth a damn. And yeah, they have a defensive line, but to lose by 17 to that team?
Gross. They outworked you. They outcompeted you. They wanted it more than you. Jahad Campbell meeting Dart at the sticks, and he kind of lays up Adoree Jackson at the goal line. He lays up.
I'm glad you brought up the Adoree Jackson
Makuba
thing.
Missing tackles. I mean, right now, we can peel back the layers, and I think everybody should be, you know, ready to get blamed. Everyone. Yeah. Jalen, every single person. But when it looks like that, when you can blame everyone, then you got to look at the coach, no? And I like Sirianni, but damn, dude, you can't do anything schematically offensively. That's been your biggest knock. Whenever you are the highest level offensive mind, your offense sucks. So you can't help out Kevin Petullo, and now your team doesn't look detailed. And they're breaking with relationships in the locker room when you stress brotherhood. So what the hell does he do right now? It's starting to fall right on his lap, and he's got to fix this.
Yeah, it. What I saw last night was a broken football team, and they should not be here. Not with the talent. I know they were missing guys last night, and Quinn Young got hurt, which makes it worse, and no Jalen Carter. It can't be that bad. And you brought up Adoree Jackson. I mean, that was Hugh Douglas-level Jacksonville stuff last night. I mean, he didn't want to be there. Didn't want to be there. That was one of the worst tackle attempts I have ever seen. All right, can we hear from some of these guys last night? You mentioned the offense, right? The offense and what is going on. Let's hear from Lane Johnson on the Eagles' offense after the game.
It could be, but the consistency isn't there. So, yeah, I mean, it's not a finger pointing show. I'm with Kevin till the end. A lot of it goes down to execution. So, we'll go back and look at this tape and see what we got to get fixed. But moving forward, maybe more efficient, less predictable, and capitalize on big plays and explosives.
Is this something you saw coming after the first month of the season?
What is it?
Is this something you saw coming after the first month of the season?
We were winning, but we weren't dominating. So, it's frustrating just because, you see the guys we have, the offensive side of the ball. We should be doing a lot more.
So, I mean, there was a lot to unpack there. He said he's riding with Kevin till the end, but then he talks about all the things they're bad at on the offensive side of the football. A lot of the players are blaming the execution. I think two things can be true at once. We always, our minds go to blaming someone. Petullo might totally stink, but the players also have been terrible.
Agree. I think you nailed it. I think the players are playing awful. I don't think they're playing as one. They're not playing like a team.
Nah.
AJ, whatever he wants to do, and Saquon has to pull him and Jalen together, and Sirianni is... See, the thing that's funny about the CEO stuff, people like to remove blame because Sirianni doesn't do
X, Y,
and Z.
Well, we don't know what to blame. Yeah. But he's in charge of everything.
Right. When you're a CEO, the job is to make sure the operation runs clean.
Yes.
When it doesn't run clean, the job of the CEO is to step in and fix it. You don't just look around and go, well, I mean, my job's not to fix it. That's Kevin Petullo. And the problem is, I think Kevin Petullo and Nick Sirianni think the same way.
Of course they do.
And that's an issue. Petullo is overmatched. He's overmatched, is he not?
I think
like,
he is.
AJ runs the same three routes. I mean, listen, this is the NFL. It's AJ Brown. That is basic level stuff. I don't know. The whole thing's broken, dude. The whole thing's broken.
Well, listen to this one. This one struck me because it sounds like, we were talking about AJ being frustrated. It sounds like the running back who was the best player in pro football last year is frustrated at the offense and maybe the identity they're going away from. Saquon after the game last night.
I can't say that. I come from the school of thought that, majority of times they're not. You're going to have an opportunity to play. You just got to be in the right spot. Someone misses, they make a play. Like, that's just football. Last year, do you think we're predictable? I mean, everyone knew we were running the ball. We still got it all. So I think we also got to get back into that attitude, too, to that mindset. Not really giving a f*** what people are trying to do. That's something that I'm definitely going to.
You don't hear that kind of stuff from Saquon very often.
No.
And I'm starting to wonder if he's looking at this like, wait a second, why did we stop giving me the football to throw the football? I mean, they've thrown the ball in a ridiculous amount the last two games to score 17 points in each game. Like, this is not how they're supposed to play around
here.
Well,
let me ask you this, Julio. If you look at the offensive line play and how bad it is and the, quote, tells that people are seeing out of Saquon, do you think it's a combination of both? Do you think it's the... offensive line plays that awful. What would you say the biggest reason is? It Saquon skipping a step after all the workload of last year? Why do you think the run game looks this poor?
I think it's the offensive line mostly, but I also think they're not sticking with it now enough. Like the last two games, why are they? I know they went down big last night, but Sunday against the Broncos, they were up. It just feels like they're giving up on the run. They're deciding we're going to be a throwing team now, and they're not a good throwing team. Like this is not, they don't have. The quarterback, I like Jalen. Some people think I don't like Jalen. I like Jalen. But to me, there's a way to win with Jalen Hurts.
Agreed.
And asking him to throw the ball 35 times a game is not the winning formula. This is like the let Jalen cook thing. You guys see what it looks like. It looks like 17 points a week. Let's go to Chuck in Mount Airy talking Eagles after last night. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, Joe, listen, you ain't got to keep apologizing for Jalen Hurts, okay? I know what my eyes see, okay? And I know what I'm watching. This offense has been putrid for the past 3 years, okay? The running game last year got us a Super Bowl and a good defense. But the passing game has been putrid for 3 years, okay? So I don't want no more apologies about Jalen Hurts. He stinks, all right? Simple as that. And I don't care who don't like what I'm saying right now. It is what it is. I feel sorry for A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. Devontae Smith is an avid route runner, okay? You'll never see his potential with this quarterback. A.J. Brown is a beast, a man among men. And you'll never see it because this guy can't get him the football consistently. And you wonder why we can't run the football? We can't run the football because the quarterback stinks. He can't throw the pass, a timing route. The guy just stares at one side of the field. He almost got a pick six yesterday because that's what he do. Teams have caught up to this team, okay? And the days of the Eagles being this dominant team on the offensive line and missing Mekhi Becton, they have injuries all over the offensive line, okay? And like I said, the quarterback is not playing up to par, and I'm tired of hearing about the apologies, all right? I will never know how this offense really runs because they've run in a premature, elementary-level offense for this quarterback. I guarantee you if Tanner McKee came into this game, it'll be a much better offense.
There it is.
A much finer-looking offense than what this guy runs. Okay, and I don't give a damn about him running the Super Bowl, and I don't care about
weird.
Him winning all these games.
You don't
games
care about him winning the
Super
Bowl?
Because we're not winning anymore. We're not winning anymore. So he's a winner, okay? You can stop it because he's not winning anymore. We went up there and laid an egg to the Giants.
That's the part, Chuck, that just like slaps you in the face last
without
night.
Without neighbors.
They have nothing. They have a guy. What's his name? Little Jordan Humphrey. That guy was on a practice squad last week.
It's Big Jordan Humphrey.
Big Jordan, Little Jordan, whatever.
Joe, they don't have no wide receivers.
No, none.
This defense has been carrying his team, and I feel bad because nobody is pointing out this guy. Jordan Brand, hanging with Michael Jordan, the cigars, the Sprite commercials. Just sick of it all. He don't even deserve all that because he stinks.
That's
he's
weird.
A marketing guy. You can market him, but his quarterback is stinks. And I don't care who don't like it. He is the reason why we've been held back on offense. I can't blame Petullo. I can't blame Nick Sirianni until I see another quarterback in his offense. His offense has been bad for 3 years. We lucked up and won a Super Bowl last year because, like I said, that guy, the 2-6, he had an axe to grind last year. And we had a great defense and a great offensive line. But I tell you, this guy, the days of him not being blamed, it's over with, man. I know what my eyes are seeing.
Well, it's hard right not now to see what you saw last night. But Chuck, appreciate the phone call.
That's where we go too far. All right, that's where we go too
well,
far.
All right,
I mean, he wasn't a reason why they won the Super Bowl. He had nothing to do with the passing game in the Super Bowl.
This year's not been good.
Of course,
yeah.
1,000%.
Well, and last night, just in particular last night, like they only scored 17, and we could talk about the tendencies and predictability. He hits Devontae and he throws the ball to AJ in the end zone. They have 31 and they win the game.
Horrendous game by him. But can we have a good quarterback who's playing bad? Could that be what we have? A good quarterback who isn't playing well?
But is this not a continuation of the same passing game last year?
I think this is structurally significantly worse. I think
and
this
Jalen's
is
playing worse. It's structurally worse. I mean, Kellen Moore to Petullo is a downgrade. We downgrade
by a large margin.
I mean, Nick Sirianni's ability to pick coordinators. I've taken that privilege away from him after we got to fire Petullo. The next one we hire, he doesn't get to pick the next one after that. 215-592-9494. All right, we got a lot to react to here. Your phone calls on the Phillies. You can react to the Eagles as well. We threw that out there as that was a disaster last night, but it's Phillies postmortem. You're feeling your emotion today as the Phillies go down last night. We'll get more into the Kirkering moment, his reaction, the Phillies' reaction, our reaction, an all-time bad playoff moment, just in obviously Philadelphia history, but really I've never seen a baseball series end like that. Just unbelievable stuff. We'll discuss it all. Broads in for Hughes, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.